a lot of people live in denial because they think that to be realistic is to be depressing.
I'm Dr. Mike, host of Going There.
It was the first song where I wrote about how I felt like my depression was killing me and I didn't want it.
Going There breaks the stigma of mental health issues by having real, honest conversations with your favorite musicians, including Alessia Cara, Lizzie Hale, Jewel, Jason Isbell, Gerard Way, Lauren Gray, Shamir, and Barty Strange.
There was something there that was so raw, where I was like, wow, I can't believe someone would say that.
Let's go there on Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by Sound Mind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network, every other Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Depending on when you're listening to this, it's sometime in March. It's spring. The leaves are coming out. The grass is growing. It's grass mowing time, which means the farm in Manchester is baking. It's getting hotter and hotter. It's getting ready for us. We're under 90 days, and then we'll be on the farm at Bonnaroo. Let's talk about it on the What Podcast. Here we go. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the What Podcast. I'm so excited, guys. We are 90 days or less and counting, depending on when you're listening to this. We're almost ready to head back to Manchester and the farm. I'm Barry. That's Lord Taco. That's Brian. How are you guys?
Doing well.
Doing very, very good. Yeah, it's time flies, regardless of whether you're having any fun, and we're best time of year for me, so yeah, I'm enjoying the march up the roof.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, because most people who have been around for a while, they know I've been on the show since 2018. Taco, you've been with us. Brian, been on and off, but you have been a regular now for the last couple of months. And for those who don't know, Brian hosts Stone on Air, and you can go there and listen. Brian, I have to ask, you survived the whole time change thing? I know this is such a big deal with you.
I know. It's something that's really, really, it's been burning on you all week to see how I'm doing over here. Yes,
I just couldn't give a shit. Could not give less.
For such an early riser, Barry, you wake up so early every day. The hour off in the morning doesn't mess up anything in your routine.
I've never seen anything wind somebody up like this does you.
I think most people secretly feel this exact way.
We're moving on. I don't care.
Hey, you brought it up, man.
I know. So do you every year. And you say, I don't care, but here's 10 minutes of me caring.
Well, I mean for it to be like 2 minutes, and then I just can't help myself.
It's 10 minutes twice a year. I know. I'm like, move on.
I know. And I'm the guy who says, can you get some new material around here, everybody?
Exactly.
I know.
Yeah, you actually lose 2 hours. You lose the hour, and then you lose another hour listening to Brian complain about the hour loss.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
Hours will never get back.
It gets me every time. Yeah. Oh my God, he's doing it again. Anyway, all right, so we got a lot to do. We've got some more Bonnaroo Lets. We've got, thank you guys. Man, I can't believe how many calls we've gotten, right?
Yeah, I guess we'll soon enough be picking a winner, so keep those last minute entries into the, you guys will have the number in front of you. I don't. Give us a ring, but we got a lot, and we got as many as we need, really, so we'll be picking a winner soon enough, next couple weeks, I would say.
Yeah. What is it, 423-667-7877?
That's right. Wow. 423-667-7877. I'm glad you remember that, Barry.
Sometimes the brain works. Not often, but sometimes it works.
Sometimes.
But, yeah, keep calling. And you know what? This has been fun. Whether there are tickets involved or not, if you guys have comments, you know, you want to call in, talk about my hair, you want to talk about Brian, and...
Hey, we're open.
Time change, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's just a verbal comment section. Y'all don't shut up in the threads. Come on, bring us up.
Love it. I love it. It's been fun. And so please do that. And we're going to talk about the Outer Rue schedule came out. We're going to get to that in a second.
So more interesting than I expected, to be honest with you. More, definitely more interesting than I expected.
Yeah, we're going to get into that in just a second. And we're going to play some of those as we're calling them, Bonnaroo Let phone calls. And then we've got a special treat, in my opinion, at the end. Richard Lloyd, who music fans will recognize as a guitar player for the band Television, stopped by my house. As crazy as that sounds.
Yeah.
He came by my house with a copy of Marquee Moon, that Rhino Records has released a special edition of, and we had a listening party, and Brian, I hate that you couldn't be there because you would have dug it. It was,
Oh yeah. It sounded like a big time.
Pretty freaking surreal, wasn't it, Russ?
Yes, it was. Yeah. I mean, there was, six or seven of us that came to listen.
Yeah. Including Bella, 7-month-old puppy.
Yep.
And Richard was gracious enough to give us 7 or 8 minutes to not only listen to the record, but to talk about it, his experience. And so we've got that at the end. So
yeah, those that don't know, Richard moved to Chattanooga a couple years ago now. Has it been even longer than that, maybe?
Man, you know, my clock is so bad. Yeah. It's been a while. His wife,
daylight
Sheila,
savings, man.
I know. You lost all those hours.
You lost that time.
Well, really, in the end, you never lose an hour if you really want to even it out.
That's so funny. Richard is married to Sheila, who I've known since we were high school. We'll get into that a little
long
bit.
Time.
But Richard lives in Chattanooga. And we've become friends, and he didn't have a turntable. I mean, that's pure and simple. He
really?
Didn't have a turntable, and he wanted to hear his own record.
The guy that exclusively released most everything he's ever done on vinyl
doesn't have a turntable. And called and said, do you have a turntable?
He probably does like the rest of us and listens to it on Spotify.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was great. But all right, yeah. So, what else is going on before we get into Outer Rue? Any other news? Any other I want to say thanks again to Daniel for last week jumping on and talking EDM with us. We're going to do that again, especially now that the Outer Rue schedule is out. As we've said, we're going to have a panel because a lot of you guys have reached out and said, "Hey, I'd love to talk about it." And I think one of the things we've learned, Russ, because we've done this twice now, we've had a couple of guests on to talk about EDM, and it's a hot topic, right? I mean,
it is, and it's an iceberg, man. I mean, this is like unlike any other genre. I mean, there's so many different subgenres. There's so much lore that you're, you know, really it's hard to take it all in. So it's, and I've never seen so many people reach out and say, I want to come on and talk. So we welcome
iceberg.
That.
I like that.
Iceberg,
that's a good,
yeah. You
just
go
good analogy.
Deeper and deeper down. Mm-hmm.
You, yeah, if you don't watch out, it'll ruin your life if you run right into you.
It's a good analogy for a lot of reasons. Yeah, if you don't come at it from this angle, you know,
you're
the other
done,
guy might.
Man.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. So we're not done with it. We're going to talk some more about it, but I really appreciated all the work Daniel mm-hmm. did. He put a lot of prep into it.
Very well researched, yeah.
I learned a lot. And we'll continue to learn a lot, but I want to thank him. So, all right, Outeroo. For those who don't know, let's try to wrap this up. So Bonnaroo is the overall festival, Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival. It is a camping festival, so you don't just show up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and walk up on stage A, B, or C and see a band and then go home at 11. You are there all day long. So there are parts of the 700-acre farm in Manchester that are designed to keep you entertained. Centeroo is the main area that has, what, 7 stages? 8, 9? I could go through them. It's a bunch.
1, 2, 3, 4,
this, that,
5,
which,
6.
That, you know,
yeah, funny enough.
It's a bunch. It's a bunch. Plus, there are shops. There's a post office. There's an actual. You can mail a postcard from Bonnaroo, which is kind of crazy, but it gives you the idea. In recent years, what we now call Outeroo has developed, and that's out in the camp areas, and it has its own schedule now, and it has become its own thing.
Yeah, right. And this is the first time, and they've been doing this for a while now, but this is the first time I've looked at the Outeroo schedule.
Yeah.
Let alone, like, read the line, you know, like looked at it and read everything on it. I mean, like, literally picked it up and looked at it. It's the first time I've ever done it because I never really needed to. And so there are questions that somebody who's new to this festival will have. That I have,
yeah,
about how this Outeroo mm-hmm. thing is, that you guys might, because you've spent a little more time on it over the last, you know, couple of years and more recently, maybe you can answer, because I look at some of this, I'm like, what in the hell are we even looking at here? But it's intriguing. There's names on it that intrigue me,
right? And that's why I kind of went into that, especially again, keep reminding myself that, you know, half or more are first timers to this festival, so they will have no idea what we're talking about either. But I assume, Russ, you'll post the poster as we're talking
about
it.
Yes, we'll put that up on the screen. And actually, speaking of video, I wanted to throw this out. We just passed 1,300 YouTube subscribers, which is huge.
All right. Thank you, guys. That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Ding, ding, ding.
That's amazing. So when you look at this, it's its own poster, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, this could be its own event, and that is a fascinating thing to me, in addition to everything else, you know, how this works. And as Daniel pointed out, and I never even considered looking at it the way he did, where he counted, you know, EDM acts on the poster, the Outeroo poster, versus previous years. But what are your, I mean, Brian, you kind of mentioned it. What are your thoughts looking at it already?
Well, I mean, my first thoughts are confusion a little bit, not confusion because it's put together in confusing ways. Cause I don't have any experience with it. He's talking about Daniel, and what we were discussing last week was from the where in the woods,
right?
Specifically.
Correct.
Right. Cause there's so much on here that's not even music,
right?
That I can tell, that I'm figuring out more since right before we came on, and we'll continue to talk about here for a few minutes. But lots and lots of this stuff is not, I'm guessing, EDM music at all. It's maybe banjo picking. I don't know. But are these so? There's Where in the Woods. I've been through there just on a golf cart before the festival started. Sorry, I'm that guy was getting a ride. It was a lot of
fun.
Right. It was great. But I've never actually experienced as a patron.
Right.
But so Where in the Woods, that's where the EDM world lives, I'm pretty sure, right? Like, mm-hmm. that's kind of what they do.
Right. A lot of, all the lot rest- of trees, hammocks. It's a cool place to hang.
So comfortable. Yeah, so yeah. comfortable looking.
Right.
But the rest of these, House of Yes, Galactic Giddy Up, the rest stop, The Grove. Well, I have been to The Grove. Speaking of comfortable and beautiful, The Grove. House of Matrimony, which I believe was originally put together by Matt from Cage the Elephant. He was one of the curators of that. Haley Williams from Paramore has had an exhibit before, for lack of a better way of putting it. I don't think she does this year. So are these all the ones that take place at these pods throughout the...
Yep.
Throughout Outeru, that's the, these are their individual names, right?
Not, yeah. Yes, and some of us, like somewhat. The House of Matrimony is in Cineru, technically, right?
That,
unless they moved it.
See, you're bringing me to one of my questions, because mm-hmm. we got, had our picture, our fake married picture.
Yeah, we got married.
Taco, you'll have to find that.
Yeah.
Where we exchanged vows for about an hour, and then well, nobody was there, but we annulled it shortly after, I promise you. But that was on the end.
Was it consummated?
You did what? What?
It was what? Not consummated.
That's used to
no,
mean.
I think that's how you, yeah, that was not, that did not happen. We annulled it before that. But that was inside of Cineru, correct?
Yeah, it was. And it was the old Snake and Jake's barn.
Yeah.
Which,
so is
RIP.
This okay? So did they move this to the plaza? Is some of Outeru actually in Cineru? That was just one of my first questions. It doesn't matter. Wherever it is wherever it
That's
is.
That's interesting, because when I first heard, we actually watched a couple get married, but it was out in Outeru several years ago. So
see, I think this is probably...
So it's bounced around, it sounds like.
Yeah, or there's just more than one. I'm not sure. My guess being called Outeru, this would be on the outside. I'm not sure, but... Anyway, there's several, so that's all the different pods, and the House of Yes, that's so many names, that could be its own festival just for that only,
yes.
So
yeah.
It's pretty
of
intriguing.
Yes is huge. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty intriguing.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, and then even the matrimony, you know, it's got Geese, Beaches, who
we
talked about, you know, one mm-hmm. of our... Thanks to you, Brian Finan is one of our favorites. That's my point. There's so much going on everywhere.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And that was part of my notes on Matrimony, was when the beach, there's ceremonies officially by Anders Beck from Green Sky Bluegrass. So there's, a very nice name to be hanging out in the, in anywhere in GA. And then Geese, our favorite plural version of goose, and of course the love of my life now, the Beaches. I gotta be around this at some point if I can time it out. I'm assuming this eventually has a full schedule of times, right. And days, you know, we'll find out soon enough.
That'll be out with the schedule. Usually comes out a few weeks before, doesn't it?
I was reading a article about last year that there were 50, or was it this year? They're expecting, hopefully, to get to 50 marriages.
Wow.
And these are ordained. I don't know what group does this, but I've never done. If you want to get married, a frog can marry you for all I care. But
we got to get married again, right?
But exactly. You know, we might have to repeat this and renew our vows. But,
so fickle.
I gotta see what this is all about with the Beaches hanging out there. If nothing else, just to stare at them creepily on the corner. Who's that guy? Don't worry about it.
And then the rest up, we gotta mention our good friend David Bruce, I Am Bonnaroo. His mm-hmm. I Am Bonnaroo Portraits project will return. That's so cool.
Does everything on the millimeter for the film.
Yeah, right? It's like all film. The, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
35 millimeter, maybe, if mm-hmm. I remember that.
We might have to have him back on the show.
Yeah. For... Who knew? I didn't know our guy Dave was doing, had his name on a list. Hell, I don't have my name on a list. That's awesome.
Yeah. Again, for people
who
are
you're
just
on a
joining,
list. Let's be clear, you're on a list.
Watch out for the guy trying to smuggle too much blood pressure medication in the list.
That's right. It was an issue last year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, so for people who don't know, David is from New York, right? Or is it New Jersey?
Yeah, upstate New York.
Upstate New York. We've become friends. He's
been to your house.
He's been to my house. But it represents to me the whole Bonnaroo thing. And I've said this 100 times again, if you're new, if you've been around, you've heard this, but he showed up because his daughter wanted to go and he wanted to go cause he likes music and he brought his black and white camera with him and started taking the pictures. And
that was all she wrote probably. Right. It was probably like, okay.
Yeah. Now he's every year. And
yeah, not only he wanted to go, it was his daughter and his daughter's best friend. Ended up getting in the car with his daughter's best friend's dad. So two dads that had never met before, complete strangers, drove 12 hours from New York down to Tennessee. And so that was his first trip. And yeah, he's loved it and been every year since then.
Yeah, and he ain't a young man either. It's not like he's, you know, just exploring to find himself. You know, this is a later in life love affair that's found, going more to show how cool this could be that we talk about, you know, life changing, especially when you're a young person, because your life's changing no matter what. So everything's a life changing moment to a certain degree. This is the complete opposite of that, you know, and I find that to be just as cool a story as anybody else.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And he started taking pictures and posting them, and our friends at Bonnaroo C3 saw his work and
threw him on the damn list
and said, hey, we'd like you to do something. And, you know, he thought it out. And now he has this portrait project in addition to everything else that he was doing. So
yeah, that's at the rest stop. At the Bonnaroo scheduling. Yeah. So it'd be interesting to see what his when he tells us about, you know, before June gets here, how that time frame and how that came together.
Right, because to be clear, he's been taking pictures of this for 10 years. The yearbook project is something he started last year in conjunction with Bonnaroo. It's kind of a group collaboration thing, but yeah,
he doesn't shoot music so much shoots environment and people.
Correct. Yeah, he'll get in the pit to shoot an artist and then turn around and shoot the crowd. He wants people. Yeah.
Yeah, he's been so great. I mean, how many of our interviews has he been? 3, 4?
Several of them, yeah.
A few.
When
I first met
him was when we had churches about 3 years ago.
He dropped in for that. That was cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's not there to shoot bands. He's there to shoot portraits, environmental portraits. And it's so cool. I'm glad to see him on the list. And again, kudos to Bonnaroo for recognizing a cool thing and making it happen. So, all right, what else on this? I'm purposely not getting too deep into the where in the woods because
I got nothing for you anyway. So
yeah, we want to have the panel, which we will do very, very soon.
That maybe kind of focuses on some of these just to have a better idea. Even in one of the comments, I don't read a ton of the comments in all the places, but I do read a lot of them actually, and we appreciate them, good, bad, or indifferent. I saw a lot of people wanting, you know, talking about these different artists and stuff, and that's the kind of stuff I need to know because I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. They were talking about you can't just listen to a Spotify playlist and then just all of a sudden understand it. It just doesn't work that way. And I agree. Maybe some disagree or agree. I agree. Hearing people tell me about it more, I can understand it a little bit better.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what we want. And I want multiple opinions because as you said, again, back to the iceberg, Russ, I think that just nailed it. I mean, you know,
you can go deep on this as you want to go. I mean, there's so many layers. There's so many opinions, you know.
Right.
Another thing from the House of Matrimony that Moni, however they say it there, the from Queeroo, speed dating and friendships. Like, I kind of want to do that.
You don't have any friends, so you might as well.
I've lost most of my friends. Most girls don't want to talk to me anymore. And I don't know. That sounds like an interesting. I did a guided meditation last year at Bonnaroo, for crying out loud, guys. Yeah, I'm finally having some self-growth in this life. And maybe I want to sit down and speed date at Bonnaroo.
All right. Yeah, please come to Bonnaroo and be Brian's friend this year.
Or just friend.
Brian needs a friend. That came out of Daniel and Charla's Real Rubus, right? Isn't that one of their...
I think they did a form of speed dating or something.
Is this their creation?
Somewhat related.
Maybe an early version they did. This one, I'm not sure who's running it.
Pretty sure they had
And then Boot Scootin' Boogie Nights. Tell me about that.
Yeah.
That's our guy, Corey Smith, right? Corey from C3.
It's a 90s cover gig, right? They're a 90s.
Yes, it is.
Country.
Which does
nothing for you?
Ain't for me. But well, as he told us, it was more like what started as a joke. Not a joke, but started as a...
It probably was a little bit of a joke.
Started as a fun thing, and it's blown up, right?
Yeah, it's no longer a joke. I mean, they're really
middle-aged people love them some 90s country.
Oh, yeah.
That 90s decade, Barry, your age changes
you. I was raising
you.
Babies.
It changes you in the 90s, and it does some of us. The 90s is like the greatest thing that ever happened. Like, even I'm like, oh, yeah, 90s country. That was the best country. Okay, that's a stupid statement.
Never mind. You don't need to be Brian's friend anymore.
But it beats the hell out of what they're doing now.
There's some of that. But I mean, the name of the band tells you everything you need to know, right?
Boot Scootin' Boogie Nights.
Yeah, it sounds like a blast. And Corey's great. And like he said, it's become a thing. They're huge in Nashville. We're huge in North Korea. They're probably really huge in Nashville.
Galactic Giddy Up is where you'll find that in Outeroo this year. So
I think it's awesome. Good for them.
Pretty cool stuff.
It'll be a lot of fun. It'll be one of those where you'll know every word, whether you know it or not.
Oh, yeah. There'll be a lot of Shania Twain, Brooks and Dunn, Garth Brooks, Travis Tritt.
There you go.
We'll go on and on. Trisha Yearwood.
All right. What else? I think the other one that jumped out at me, just named God Complex. I think it's hilarious. I wish I'd have thought of that one. So.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
All right, so good for that. We're going to revisit Where in the Woods, probably doing a whole episode, right? We'll get a panel.
I think so. There's plenty to get into, yeah.
There's some other stuff that we've got planned. But right now, let's do, you ready, Brian?
Do some phone calls, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's spin the wheel and see who other people recommend.
Hit it.
Hey, guys, it's Pondo. I am going to tell you two bands, one that I think all of you will love and one that is definitely way out there. Let's start with the one that you will love, the Heavy Heavy. They play on Thursday. They're an up-and-coming act. I definitely think you guys will love the sound of that band. They have some great harmonies. And I think they will have a mass appeal. And the band for way out in left field, gotta go with The Garden. This is a band that I think truly is going to be a watchable, enjoyable train wreck on stage. They wear makeup. They're a little bit all over the place. I don't know if they know exactly what they want to be, and I'm expecting utter chaos of sheer enjoyment at their set. Pondo out.
Thanks, Pondo. Right. Yeah.
Watchable, enjoyable train wreck.
I made two notes. One of them was that watchable, enjoyable train wreck, and the other one was utter chaos of sheer enjoyment. Pondo, good call, by the way. First of all,
I think watchable, enjoyable train wreck describes our show pretty well.
Or my life.
Or Brian's life. Yeah.
Got to see where Casey Jones is going to take this train, right?
I forgot the Garden from one of our past Discovery episodes. They're the ones that wear like the Kiss style makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a duo, it would appear. And so I don't know if I'll be there or not. Heavy, that's also the second time we've heard their name. They're a very small band. I double checked on them again last night. He's right. It's the kind of music we would like. It doesn't jump out that I have to be there or not, but definitely is something I think I would like.
I'm glad to hear from Pondo too. Pondo,
yeah, shout out to Pondo.
Pondo is a legendary Bonnaroo figure, right? If you know, you know who Pondo is. If you don't, you will.
If you've seen a guy wearing a Viking helmet with the horns and a big clock around his neck, that's Pondo. Go up and say hi.
Yeah.
He'll give you a card. He'll give you something. We've had him on the show. Go back and check that out.
He's great. Good call. Thanks, Pondo. Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening, as always, and thanks for being a friend. All right, what's next?
All right, here we go.
Hey, Barry, Brian, Brad, and Taco. My recommendation for the What Podcast listeners to check out this year has to be Josiah and the Bonnevilles. This band is led by Josiah Lemming, who is a self-taught musician who grew up in Morristown, Tennessee. He spent his early days writing music and learning the piano, and by age 17, he had already decided to drop out of high school and pursue a music career. Josiah was living in his car during this part of his life and decided to audition for American Idol in 2007. He would then go on to be the only contestant who did not advance the top 24 to be signed to a major record label deal. This band falls into the folk indie genre, and I would compare his music style to Zach Bryan or Noah Kahan. I'd recommend you start by listening to the tracks Basic Channels and Burn from this album. Do not miss this set, or in a few years, it'll end up being your biggest regret of 2024. Lastly, I'd like to say thank you to the What Podcast for hosting these contests year after year. Brainstorming my submissions has become one of my favorite Bonnaroo preparation traditions. With all my love, Lucy from San Antonio.
Lucy from San Antonio.
Yeah.
Lucy prepped.
I was going to say, this is her publicist. I think this is the band's publicist, I think.
I love it. You get like a whole Wikipedia article in a voicemail.
And in full transparency, that call was twice as long as that. She went deep into the American Idol the week of. I was like, okay, we don't, you know, we only have so much time to get to. I want to get to as many as we can. Sorry, I thank you,
we
Lucy.
We got plenty of time.
Call
Lucy,
and trip. Yeah, but she knew all about this band, and good for you, Lucy.
Yeah, and Lucy also a former Patreon of the show too, I believe.
I'm like you, Brian. I'm like, oh, that's a publicist, and then she hooked me back in with the whole thanks to the What Podcast, longtime listener thing. I'm like, all right.
Hey, this is Josie or Lucy. I want to hear this band. See you later. Bye. Okay, that's probably not going to get you on the show. Like she understands it, and I love the terminology. I know it's not new. Regret. And I look forward to a time when we're more towards off season, or a time that's a little dead where we can sit back. I want to go through 20 years of the stuff that I missed. And you guys
please
know. It's going to be an all-star. It's going to be a Hall of Fame all-star roster of music I haven't seen in 20 years. The Regret episode.
I love
it's like it. It's like a 5-month tease. We'll talk to you later about that.
I told Brad, former co-host, my worst. I haven't shared it with you guys yet because it makes my head hurt.
Well, part of it is when you look at past festival posters, I'm just talking about just a poster itself because it's fun to do, and you're like, oh my God, eight of those bands were there that year, and you just didn't know. And then part of it is just negligence on my part because I
Yeah, there's reasons. There's always reasons.
Those lists are impressive.
Those will be good stories. Yeah, the bands we missed.
The Rugrats. Like,
did you even go?
Yeah, right. Yeah. You were 100 yards away and you did what?
You didn't even go.
Didn't go. All right, play us another one.
Here we go.
Hey guys, how's it going? First time, long time. My name is Dan, and the band I think you guys should be checking out on the farm this year is Milky Chance. I'm pretty surprised to see them this low on the lineup, honestly. I thought they were more popular, but they've got a lot of good hits. They're a European duo, kind of like an indie band, sort of like a psychedelic influence as well. I've seen them in concert a couple times before. Got a good presence, pretty upbeat, great vocals, great instrumentals as well. So yeah, I'll definitely be there, and I think everyone else should as well. They've got something kind of for everyone, just general good music. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you, Dan. Milky Chance, I was surprised to see how far down on the list they were, too. If you call Fred again on Sunday, the top line by himself, he would be on the fourth line down. Milky Chance played the What Stage in 2017.
Yeah.
At like 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock. It was so much fun. Weather was great. And I had just heard of them. They were pretty new at the time. Shows you how time flies. No matter what, that was 7 years ago now. And I love Milky Chance. I can't sit here and act like I know their music real, real, real well. But what I do know, I like a lot.
Can you remember, Brian? I mean, we've always talked about bands that moved up, that have returned even the next year or the second year or 3 years later. I don't remember
going down.
Too many going down.
Yeah.
Do you?
No, and I think that's one of those, that's not a story, quote unquote, that would lead. Like, we wouldn't see that as quick as we would see the ones that continue to move up. That's a considerable drop. What I think happened with Milky Chance in 17 was that they were on a big record label push that year, and they got every now and again, someone's on the What Stage, you're like, what's going on here?
Sure.
Well, that's some kind of arrangement, or The Witch, too, could be this as well. That's an arrangement, like, hey, we're going to throw them up here, give you a spotlight here, because we're giving you a big push right now. They might be on the other end of that. Clearly, they're still making music. It sounds exactly the same. They haven't changed their style. But
I'm not even sure it's a derogatory thing. I don't mean it that way.
No. Most people would look at it that way.
When especially when I ask a question the way I ask it. And I didn't mean it that way. I just haven't. I can't think of any other, you know, instances.
Well, their song Stolen Dance, I think is the name of it, their most popular song in 17, it just hit. It was all over the radio. It was huge, like, alt indie rock hit. And I just don't think they've had any sense. They still got good music since then. So.
And who was it? Oh, I shouldn't even ask, but Brad always pointed out there's only been like one band that was there that had a number one at the time. It wasn't Fun. It was... I'll have to go back.
It's a good trivia question, though.
Yeah. Brad would know right off. I don't remember. It was somebody like Fun. Anyway, that's an interesting
observation. But yeah, I would think Milky Chance would be Sunday on a this, that tent, like 2 o'clock or something like that. Yeah. You know, early afternoon tent show, probably.
It's a good call. Good recommendation. All right, let's do another one.
Hi, this is Anna. I'm a teacher in Knoxville, Tennessee, and I like to enter the contest to win tickets. The artist that I'd recommend you guys check out is Japanese House. She is a British indie pop band with really cool vocals. She's playing Friday night. She's on the second to last line, and she's been one of my favorites since her first album in 2019. Indie, dreamy kind of pop, and from England, not to be confused with Japanese Breakfast, who also played Bonnaroo a few years ago, who, yeah, I definitely recommend you guys listen to them. And that's it. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Anna. So this is kind of like that don't get, you know, beaches, not to be confused with Beach Colony or Beach House. This is Japanese House, not to be confused with Japanese Breakfast, Japanese which breakfast. Is right. what I immediately did. I thought, oh, I know who that band is.
Right.
Yeah, oh, I did wait, the same no. thing. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't. 2.1 million listeners on Spotify, so pretty big act. I'm going to use this as a way to describe another band almost or performer before we get out of here probably, but I felt Cranberries meets Annie Lennox.
Oh, wow.
Vibe. Okay. Very chill and kind of transical, if that makes sense. I mean, that might not actually be totally accurate with a quick listen, but
wow.
Really, really chill. Really, there's not a lot of aggressiveness to the music.
See, I think of Annie Lennox as being very aggressive.
Well, that's why I'm. That's why. Well, that's why I was trying to the wow, Cranberries mix mix in there of Take Linger. Do you have to let
yeah,
in?
Yeah,
kind of
yeah.
put those together, and you've got. I don't know.
Interesting. Yeah, yeah. I like mm-hmm. I like what I heard. I didn't make mm-hmm. those comparisons. I'll have to go back and listen with that in my head now. But yeah, to me Annie Lennox is like ultra aggressive in a good way.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, there you go. Something else to think about. All right. What's next?
Hey, guys. My name is Chris Partridge, and my number one recommendation is Group Love. I saw them for the first time at Shaky Knees Festival last year, and I instantly fell in love. The two lead singers are actually a couple, and their energy is just completely infectious on stage. They're mostly known for their hit single, Tongue Tied, which I'm sure everyone's heard, but they have so, so many other good songs. They have an amazing discography. They just came out with a new album, too. I'd recommend checking them out. And if you already are completely familiar with Group Love, then I would also recommend Military Gun. They're kind of a high-energy rock band with some early punk influence. All right, thank you, guys.
Are you guys, Chris. I mean, we're going to talk about EDM, which is electronic dance music, as we've said, but am I wrong in that a good bit of this lineup feels pretty heavy with singer-songwriters? Is that something that I'm seeing, or are we just, I'm just randomly, that's where I'm landing?
You might have landed on that a lot, but it's just so... It really is so diverse.
Yeah. Okay.
It's so diverse. The more you, each week when we do these shows is when I spend the time on this. I don't spend Wednesday at 3 o'clock sampling Bonnaroo music. But when I do, I tend to feel like, and maybe that's why I'm getting mixed up and just trying to throw together these combos like, oh, it sounds like this and this and this and this. And yeah. I'm like, brain's exploding. I'm hearing so much stuff. But there's plenty of it, though. To answer your question, at least, yes, there is plenty of the singer-songwriter stuff. But to me, I'm getting a lot of the, I'm not going to do a good job explaining.
No, I'm in. Your answer is honest, and I get it. It just feels. I was listening this morning to some of the recommendations, and it just, I don't know. Maybe I'm overreaching, but it feels like we've talked about with Brian and Steven, who booked the bands, that it feels really curated. I don't know why this year seems.
Yeah, maybe a little more curated than in the past. And maybe that is a design in the sense that it, because maybe they knew from the jump, where just we don't have a Bonnaroo, we don't have a lineup this year that jumps off the page with a lot of stuff. I mean, right. Fred again's a headliner. I mean, sorry, it's just not going to resonate with most people. And maybe they thought, well, if we can't do that, or maybe it was we don't want to do that. Maybe if we're not going to do that, let's curate the hell out of this thing.
Okay.
So you bring in somebody who is going to be more susceptible to, and that's probably the wrong way, but it, the influence is going to be easier and better to navigate an entire weekend. Maybe.
Thank you. I'm not 100% wrong. Yeah, it's what's going to keep me entertained the whole time I'm there, and it just feels like they've done that.
But it seems like, but to your singer-songwriter comment, cuz I usually think of kind of sleepy, kind of swaying stuff. There's a lot of, let's just sway to the music and a feel
stuff.
There's
a lot of sway in that. Definitely.
From cigarette, you know, with Cigarettes After Sex being one of the biggest names, mid to level card on this. That's what they are. That's what they are. Take a gummy and hang out in the field. That's what they are. And I look forward to it very, very much.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of this stuff is fitting right into that. And it might be done completely on purpose.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
All right. Play us another one.
All right, let's see. Here we go.
Hey, guys, this is Caitlin, and I've been a listener for years. Really excited for this year's lineup. I wanted to recommend Ryan Beatty. I'm not sure if he'll be y'all's vibe exactly, but he's super talented. His album Calico came out last year. Just saw him in concert in Nashville, and it's amazing. But, yeah, check him out. He's one of the small artists this year. And other than that, I'm really excited for all the small artists. Especially this year. I'm sure y'all have already heard of them, but just to name a few that I'm personally excited to see, Cigarettes After Sex, I think Ethel Kane will be great on the farm, and Dominic Fike and Faye Webster. But yeah, hope y'all have a good day, and I'll see y'all at Bonnaroo. Bye.
Thank you, Caitlin. Ryan Beatty, I didn't even, that was one I didn't get to.
Yeah, don't know. Gonna add it to the, I can't wait to listen to the playlist.
That one is circled to add to the list. So, yeah, Caitlin, thank you.
Yeah. To that end, we always, Brian creates a Spotify playlist with these recommendations. So you can go check out everything we're talking about, since obviously we can't play the songs on the podcast because of copyright, but we do make a playlist.
They will bust in the door and throw the handcuffs on us and drag us out in the middle of the damn recording.
Shut us down. So, but we
we'll
make
that in the show notes. We'll put the Spotify playlist in there.
Right. How many more we got, Brian?
We'll get to two more. I think we're good on time to do that.
Two more, yep. And then we're going to play the Richard Lloyd thing and get on out of here. So spin the wheel.
Here we go.
Hey, my name's Joe. I really want to go this year. I'm going to be graduating from grad school in May, so it would be really cool if I was able to get a ticket. There's so many artists that I want to see, but I think my best recommendation for like a lower level, not as known artist is Goth Babe. They just have the most pure, just vibrant vibes, and they just make you so happy listening to their music. It just sounds like sunshine, and I can already see everybody just dancing like nobody's watching and having such a good time at their set. I think it's on Sunday. Yeah, and then like Neil Francis, I'm really excited for the sunrise set that's happening with Pretty Lights. It's just, it's going to be so much fun, and I'm really looking forward to the opportunity if given. So, yeah, happy Roo.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah.
Goth Babe, yeah. Either y'all got to this yet?
Little
bit. No, but she sounds hot.
Well, it's not a she. It's not a she.
I know this is also a Daniel.
I already made that mistake with Alice Cooper.
You've been doing this for 35 years, 40 years, huh?
Yeah.
If you thought Alice Cooper was a she, you got bigger problems.
That's very, very, very true. The I did get to listen to this last night. I actually thought this was an interesting artist. couple quotes from her here that they have the most pure, vibrant vibe, and their music just makes you happy. When I heard the band named Goth Babe, that's not what I was expecting. I know, right? Vibrant Mm-mm. vibe, and you know, I was expecting exactly what the name is. That's just a clever name. This is actually a guy who is like a vlogger for the most part, like we would used to call, and he's kind of a live out of his van influencer type.
I
looked at his website, and much of the video is in a much more primitive way than but still very luxurious than Taco does. But the whole, you know, I show my day. Here's where I wake up. Here's where I am to end the day. Now I work on my song. That whole culture that's real. Some of it's fake and fabricated. Some of it is completely authentic. That's what Goth Babe is. I did look that up
a month or so ago because we got a couple of recommendations. I actually reached out trying to get an interview. So hopefully that'll happen. I haven't heard back. So.
Well, a guy who does this kind of life sounds like this is right up his alley of something to be involved in. Mm-hmm. I just made a note as far as the music is concerned. I just wrote keys, beats, light guitar, effects, think like echoes and things like that. And then maybe like some loop technology. He might use some loops based on it.
It is an organ. Is it Portland? Or is it Bend?
Washington State, I believe, is the last I saw. But he moves around, I believe, quite literally all over the country.
So. I like her description. Sounds like sunshine, which goes back to what we were saying just 2 minutes ago about swaying in a field.
to Goth Babe.
Yeah, but there are certain bands, we've said it before, that just take you to the field. Right. Mm-hmm. You hear the music and you're instantly in either the field at the witch or the what. And you know it. There's just something you know
what works there too.
Right.
You know, if you've been there, you hear something you're like, that would be good.
Yep.
In the what field.
Either at 2 in the afternoon or at 2 in the morning. There's certain so that's cool. All right, one more. Let's do another one.
One more. Here we go.
Hey, what podcast? My name is Brady. My biggest band that I'm excited to see is Ethel Kane. Y'all really have to check her out. Her vibe is really cool, and she has a whole lore behind the persona of Ethel Kane, and there's a whole story. It's really interesting. Her music's great. Her voice is amazing, and I'm really excited to see her live on the farm.
Second time Ethel Kane's name has come up today.
Yes.
On Saturday, I see. I didn't get very far with it. I did give it a minute or two, but certainly not enough to get a good feel for it. But I wrote down 80s anthem-ish sounding, and then also boring. Sorry, but
I want to know what this lore is. I mean, he called and said she's got a whole lore.
Yeah,
what, you know, didn't expand on that.
She's on the third line of Saturday, so that'll definitely be part of the added to the playlist this week for sure.
So what I'm hearing, we've gotten several dozen recommendations. We've done 3 shows. We've got a few repeats, but not a ton, right? It's not
lots of variety in there.
A good spread.
Yeah. It's very cool. We may even do this one more time. I don't know. I mean, we keep discovering.
We got a lot of time to kill.
A lot of time to kill, but, you know.
And I mean that in as positive a way as possible.
Well, and to that point, anybody who knows, you know, Brian is a curmudgeon, and this exercise has inspired him to discover new music, right? So that's the point.
It's been fun. I absolutely agree. If you were like, hey, let's break down the Coachella lineup, it'd be like, no thanks.
Yeah, exactly.
Or let me pretend real fast. Oh, yeah. It's kind of like with the March Madness thing here. You know, oh, yeah, that team, they might win or they could lose.
Exactly.
Yeah, they might be a good band or they might not. Next.
All right. All right. So we're going to shift gears a little bit. As mentioned earlier.
I get shoved to the side. Brian, get out of here. We don't need your
help. You got to stick around. I'll be quick. But I get a phone call a couple of 3 weeks ago, said, hey, Rhino Records is releasing Marquee Moon limited edition 5,000 copies. Do you want one? And
Let me think about that.
Let me think about it. Yeah. Yes. And then, do you have a turntable? Because we'd like to hear it. And of course, the person calling is Richard Lloyd, the guitarist on the 1977 classic album that makes everybody's top five list, top 10 anyway.
Yes. I guarantee you've heard this song. If you, even if you don't know the names or who we're talking about, you have, if you hear the first, the opening lick to this song, you're going to be like, oh yeah, that song.
And one of our recommendation episodes, one of the Bonner Roulettes, one of the calls we got, don't have the notes in front of me right now. One of the first, I think it was from Rolling Stone, comments that was quoted in a quick search was the vibe of 1980s television. The band. Mm-hmm. And again, of course, not a household name by any stretch, but anybody who has paid attention to the evolution of music from the 60s, really, 70s, 60s, 70s plus on, television's right there in the, with anything punk infused, which is just about everything since 1985.
Thank you.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Television was the house band at CBGB's.
That's, and then bio ends there. Bio ends there. Don't need to know anymore. Yeah.
Enough said.
And the bio doesn't end there, by the way.
No. Talking Heads, Blondie, you know, this is the Ramones. This was where punk came to the United States. And Richard was there. He now lives in Chattanooga. I've had several occasions to interview him. We talk about this album. I think he mentions it in this little short interview, but he knew when they were recording that record that it was going to be huge and that it was going to be important. And that has always stuck with me. One of the weirdest moments I've ever had, Mitch Ryder, Devil with the Blue Dress On, also lived in Chattanooga for a while. He's since moved back to Detroit. But he called me one day and said, I've been asked to submit a song for this event in Detroit. I need a guitar player. And I thought, what are the chances? You know, so I called Richard and said, would you play acoustic guitar while Mitch sings? And he said, sure. You know, we ended up in Mitch's living room. So Richard Lloyd, Mitch Ryder, me, Sheila, and Megan, and they sat down and worked out a slower version of Devil with a Blue Dress On. And then Richard hit the metronome?
Metronome. Yeah,
keep time on his phone. And I'm like, we can hear that. And Megan said, are you sure you want that? Because we can hear it. And Richard said, I need it.
Oh, yeah. No, those are in a lot of more recordings than people would ever really realize.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm like, I'm not telling these two freaking legends how to do anything. So I just hit record. And
because it's literally like a TikTok.
Tick, 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 tick.
Yeah.
And they did it.
Because it's fast or as slow as you want it to, based on the beat that you want to play.
And I that night called my brother, who you met the other day, Russ, Mike, mm-hmm. and said, is that normal? And he's like, not so much. You know, don't want to hear that. So
no, it's not normal, but it's not surprising to hear because it could add a interesting sound.
Anyway, thanks to Adobe, I was able to take it out for the most part and submit it. But I still, it was one of those most surreal moments. Until the other day, when we sat in my living room listening to Marquee Moon with the guy who created those unbelievable guitar sounds. And he had some funny stories. I don't have the album cover, but we can hold it up. If you look, Billy is kind of orange. And Richard looked up at me and said, do you know why he's orange? And I'm like, I have no idea. He said, because he eats a lot of carrots.
I thought it was a joke at first, but he was serious.
I was about to say if it's a joke, I don't get it.
If it is a joke, I bought it, but it was just one of those kind of things. So this record is pretty cool, wasn't it, Russ?
Yeah, it was. Back to the carrot thing. I mean, you know, this is before digital anything. This is before Photoshop. You know, today with one click, you're like, oh, his skin tone's a little orange. I could, you know, clean that up. That didn't exist back then, so it's like how he was shot is how they put it on the cover.
Yeah, and this record is so Andy Johns is the engineer, the Led Zeppelin, Stones. I mean, everything about this record is just so important, and the pressing is incredible. The sound, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was so clean and pure, and the drums are boosted up and. Anyway, it was just a really special moment, and thanks to Richard for letting us do it. And, you guys can go Spotify and listen to it or whatever. But anyway.
Yeah, the records are sold out, right? It was 5,000 copies. They were gone.
Yeah, and I got 0000 of 5,000.
Hey, look at that.
Hey, nice.
And he wants it back. So
yeah.
Probably don't give it to him. Yeah. I'll swap it for whatever. I don't blame him. I don't blame him at all. All right. So that's it. That's what else? We're going to listen to that and then come back and then we'll wrap this up.
Yep.
Yeah.
First of all, Richard, thank you for doing this.
It's cool. You're welcome.
Thank you for making that record.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. It was a good number of years there.
This is the first time you've heard the new Rhino release, right?
This high fidelity release, yes.
What did you think?
Nice. It's very good. For a vinyl record, it sounds good. You know, vinyls usually snap, pop, crackle.
Yeah.
It's really clean.
You said a second ago before we got on that you heard this so many times, but
oh yeah,
hearing it today like this, you had a couple of memories talking about Billy, why he's orange on the cover,
right? Billy liked health food, but he ate too many carrots, and he's got keratosis. He turned orange, and we were telling him stop, you're turning orange. And he kept eating, and he finally went to the doctor. The doctor said, stop eating the carrots. You're going to remain, you know, can become permanent. Orange.
What else is going through your mind when you're listening to this for the umpteenth time, but hearing it?
Well, the drums sound crisp. I hear the hi-hat a little better. The kick drum, right away, the kick drum is impressive. It's good. Of course, it reminds me of Andy Johns. He did a brilliant job, especially in the guitars, but the drums too.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like Bonham or anything, like his usual drum setup.
Yeah, it seems like I remember reading your book when you guys first came in to do the session. Johns had the drums kind of mic'd up like a Bob sound, a big sound.
Yeah, well, we were set for like 1 o'clock and he didn't show up till 4. So we were a little peeved. But then he said he spent the previous evening setting up the drums and getting a drum sound. Would we like to hear it? I asked him how he did it. He said he set the drums up, pressed play, and then ran into the room and put some drums down. But it sounded just like Bonham. I mean, I swear to God, it was that thunderous, you know, crap. And he didn't understand why we wanted not huge drums, but big guitars and not so big drums. And he was like, oh, you're into like a New York thing. Like you want to sound bad, like the Velvet Underground or something. Yeah, we were like, no, not quite like that. So anyway, he reset reset the drums, and there we go. They sound awful good.
Yeah, every drum's separated, punching.
Yeah. You and I talked a couple of times about this, and we had a long conversation several years ago, and I remember you telling me when you knew this was going to be a great record. Oh, yeah. Well, we were prepared. We had been playing these songs for 3 years, over and over again. You know, we used to do CBGBs four nights in a row, two sets a night. So that was good practice.
Yeah.
And, you know, to get everything hammered down before we went to the studio.
How much, along those lines then, how much playing was there in the studio, if that's the right word? You knew what you wanted going in, you had it down, or was there a lot of experimentation?
No, not a lot of experimentation on that record. It was all already done.
Nice. Anybody else got questions over there?
Yeah, I was going to ask about how loud were your amps?
I mean, not that loud. No, we listened back pretty damn loud, though. And I remember Andy Johns fell asleep. We came into the studio, and he was nodded out in his producer's chair. And we asked the assistant engineer, can we record something, you know, while he's sleeping? Just turn it down in the controls. And so he said, sure. And I can't remember the name of the song. Bumpity lump bump, but dumpity lump bump.
Prove it.
And afterwards we were playing it like first soft, then a little louder, and then a little louder, and then Andy starts waking up. And he looks over and he sees that, you know, this thing is coming out of the speakers, and goes to the engineer, did I record this? And the guy says, yes, Andy, yeah, we're all in the background. I say, yeah. And he goes, oh, it sounds great. I'm great. Oh, I'm so great. It sounds wonderful. But he had set everything up, so yes, it's all his fault.
When did you know that this Rhino recording was going out?
Not until they let the management ask me how many copies I wanted.
So you didn't have anything, okay, didn't have anything to do with it then.
But no, I personally had nothing to do with it, but it was in good hands.
Yeah, what is it that's all these years later when you see that it's, I mean, this record we were talking before, this record still sounds new and fresh.
Yeah, that's because we didn't do anything like specialty tricks to it.
Yeah, it's just good play.
Just playing.
So there you go. We're middle, basically, of March. We're right around 90 days till the blessed event in June. Yep.
Especially if you're like me and you're coming in on Tuesday. You're way under 90 days.
Yeah. So it's moving, and time can slow down. It's all good. Got plenty to do before then, but yeah.
Start walking. Start hydrating.
Start getting the glutes kind of stretched out a little bit. Yeah. But it can't wait. Cannot wait.
Start digging out camping gear. Start checking. Make sure everything's there. You got all your tent poles. You got, you know, start putting them in the corner.
Yeah. Well, I now know more music than I've ever known on a Thursday in 20 years. Well, they've been doing it for maybe 15 years on a Thursday. And I'm trying to think, how the hell can I do Thursday through Sunday? I don't know that I got this kind of energy anymore. But there's now music all throughout this festival, thanks to listeners of the show and friends of the show for helping make that discovery possible. We're going to continue doing it until June.
Yep.
Just because I got you. we have a couple of ideas for shows, and I'm not going to put them out there yet. We know we talked about EDM. We want to have a panel. We got a couple other things, but maybe if you guys listening have some other ideas, we always do, you know, recommendations, tips, do's and don'ts type of thing. One thing we haven't really done is dive too deep into the camping changes. Maybe we can figure out, get some guests on who can talk to us about their experiences since the changes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like you can get GA camping, but VIP Centaroo.
Or you're a 931 if you happen to pull out all the dollars, but then you only had the regular, we'll call it GA-ish kind of actual admission. How did that work? That would be an interesting question I would like to.
Yeah, we did a little bit with Berman and Beyond with those guests, but we haven't really done it too deeply with Bonnaroo. So,
yeah, so let's jump in down there. Let us know.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Another good show, I think. Thanks again to Daniel for last week, and to you guys who have reached out and said you want to be a part of the EDM panel. Be checking your emails or your texts or whatever. Try to set something up. Get that together. So, all right. Thanks.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Why pay more for a separate CoQ10 supplement? Enjoy twice the benefits with SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced, from the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for heart health support. The new SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced by Human is now infused with CoQ10. That's essentially like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 ingredients support nitric oxide production, healthy blood pressure, healthy CoQ10 levels, and heart-healthy energy with two tasty chews a day. Plus, SuperBeats Heart Chews Advance are plant-based, so you get heart-healthy energy without stimulants. For a limited time, get a free 30-day supply of SuperBeats Heart Chews on all bundles and 15% off your first order by going to radiobeats.com and using promo code DEAL. That's radiobeats.com, code DEAL.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.